Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down.
8:41 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 34 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and you can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. We are coming down to the countdown. In fact, Christmas Eve is Friday, Christmas Day is Saturday. If you haven't purchased a gift and you need some ideas and you want it to be a nice gift, we have the perfect person joining us right now. Lucas?
Yeah, we have Kristen Hagee Sadler from Hagee Jewelers. And Kristen, the countdown is on. You all say you're very busy over there at Hagee Jewelers, but whatever is in stock is what folks can buy. If they want something special ordered, they kind of have to wait.
Yep, they're a little bit out of luck by this point.
Okay. All right. Well, kind of walk us through, if you can, what are the big must-have items this year?
Well, watches, of course, for guys. Pearls are very popular this year. For some reason, we have a lot of people coming in getting pearl necklaces, you know, the rings, the bracelets. I don't know why.
What is it? Is there a new show where somebody's wearing a pearl necklace? Is there a new
good
show?
Question.
What's the influence here?
I am not sure. But usually it is like last year it was Kelly Ripa, and she wore like the paperclip necklace, and then everybody came in wanting the paperclip necklace. So, you know, there's no telling who saw what. So
you are so right.
Well, let me ask you real quick about watches. Uh-huh. So if that's a big item for guys. So I have an Apple Watch, but I also have a traditional watch. Mm-hmm. And as much as I enjoy my Apple Watch, I do enjoy the traditional watches. So they're just as popular as the electronic devices that most men and women are wearing, correct? Because I read a big article, like, they were afraid that these Apple Watches and wearables would replace your old school watches. So keep what you have. But then I see ads for them all the time, and I enjoy the old school. I call them old school. Analog watch. What's the best way of calling them?
I just call it a watch.
A watch. Okay. So their need, though, is still there for that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And even with the younger generation, they come in and they want the actual, you know, mechanical or, you know,
dial watch. I agree.
The actual, you know, my son is a huge watch fanatic. He's this year, he's really into seeing the movements, and he's 18. And so, you know, I got him one that's like a skeleton watch. You can see the movement from the front and the back. And so, you know, those are really popular too. They just like the mechanics of it, I guess.
So that's popular for a guy on your list. It doesn't matter from granddad down to your son.
Right.
And then let's talk about for the ladies, from mother-in-law, girlfriends, significant others, your wife, what, just beside pearls, anything else?
Yeah. Always diamonds and gemstones, you know. That's
but in that order.
But now the Southern Gates is always the, you know, hot collection for us, and that's, you know, the sterling silver jewelry that's created in Charleston, and it's like a tribute to the ironworks from the gates, from the historic mansions in Charleston and Savannah. We do have some from the Biltmore Estates that is a tribute to some of their gates and their architecture from there. One of the newest pieces that we got in from Biltmore is actually the design from one of the ceiling tiles in one of the dining rooms in the actual house.
We love a story.
Who knew? And that's great.
Right. And the cross that we have is like the design from the steeple from one of the dome buildings on the Biltmore Estate.
So it's fun to unpack. Yeah.
It's also a conversation starter, right? Oh, right. I like your necklace. So let me tell you about it. Or right. I like your ring. Let me tell you about it.
That's what you say.
That's what
Most
I say, yeah.
Most people wait for the question. Tell me about it.
Oh,
okay,
goodness.
Don't mind if I do.
And so if folks want to get something engraved, Kristen, what's the deadline for that to have it in time for Christmas? Because you all do that in-house, right?
We do that in-house.
Which is a gift to us here in our listening area. So we appreciate that.
I would say today or tomorrow, we will try to get it out as, you know, as quickly as we can. But the, you know, Jerry, who is also the watchmaker, does the engraving. So it's kind of, you know, he's doing like double or triple duty. So, you know, it's kind of, it's...
He stays busy.
Yeah, he stays
sometimes
really
it's
busy.
A timing thing.
Right.
No pun intended.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, with all that that you have on your plate, you still make time to be part of our Toys for Happiness campaign. And, Kristen, we could not do it without Hagee Jewelers, a very popular name in our area, supplied so much joy to so many families, and now you're doing it through Toys for Happiness. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that relationship and why you all want to be part of this campaign.
Well, it's we're wanting to continue – you know, my grandparents' legacy, because they were always, they were the most giving, you know, loving people I've known. And so they always, that was like one of their passions is the kids. And so we're just wanting to continue their legacy. And I hope I, you know, do them justice, but.
I love that. That is like, I, you know, when you look at just, how Norman Hagee Jewelers, mm-hmm. the reputation that you have in the awesome job that you, the product that you produce and represent and all of that. But then there is that heart for the community. And for you to also prioritize that and continue to reflect that in programs like Toys for Happiness just makes us so happy. It's like that's what it is to go purchase something from a local business. You know that that root system is deep, and we appreciate you so very much.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate everyone else, too. So it's, you know, we've been there for 70 years, and we're going to be there for a little while longer.
Of course.
Going strong.
We love it, Kristen. Yeah. Well, check out our friends at Norman Hagee Jewelers for those last-minute gift ideas. When you're there, don't forget about Toys for Happiness. And if you need something engraved, you need to hop on it today or tomorrow for sure. Speak to Kristen and the talented staff out there. Your staff is always so talented and so friendly and able to walk you through any problem you have. Believe you me, I brought some stuff there that I thought was going to be done. Like I couldn't, it wasn't salvageable, and you found a way to salvage it. And I certainly appreciate that. So
Thank you.
Kristen Hagee Sadler from Norman Hagee Jewelers. We certainly appreciate it. Have a good Christmas.